You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show.
Hello, 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 everyone. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I can barely hear you.
I'm going to talk fast because we are on time restraint because we have a special guest in our studio. The very lovely Willem is...
Lovely
grace,
and hilarious.
Gracing us. I'm like,
don't be lying. Don't be lying.
I'm not lying.
We're so excited. Grace. We've been waiting.
Bitch, you're the
for
funniest
weeks.
One on the show. Let's just go.
Yeah.
I'm not on the show anymore. They asked me to leave.
Can we talk about that?
We were
sure,
about
I don't care.
That.
Let's so what
do
happened?
It.
Tell us.
Tell us
go
the
for
truth.
It.
My boyfriend donated money to McCain and they found out.
Wait, what?
But that was a long time ago.
I don't know. Oh. I'm not supposed to say. I've been saying all the excuses are lame, like the abortion one. But the thing is, I need to clarify that because RuPaul is fine with abortions. It's just that she wanted the stem cells. I'm like, those are mine. They are hard earned, and those have moisturizing properties like no other.
Wow.
They're like a biological La Mer.
That's hilarious.
They are.
So okay, so I'm just gonna ask, what was it like with all the queens on the show? We're just going to get right into it. If you want to call us, 424-256-1729.
Did you honestly hate Fifi as much as we do?
As soon as I met some of those people, I immediately became pro-choice. I was like, shit, your mama should have given head. Shouldn't have let that nowhere near that nether orifice. You were a mistake. You were, oh, drown that kitten in the bathtub. You should never do drag. A lot of people, I was thinking that. I didn't ever have a problem with Fifi. She had a problem with me. Mm. And I never raised my voice to the child.
It was lovely.
It was just one of those things where saying I hate her, I'm like, I don't spend any time on her. Indifference is even worse than hate.
She's inconsequential.
And, her tone was very pointed.
Yeah, honestly, I do think she should win, though, because there's so many people across America that want to share their opinions of her to her.
That is true.
Especially like about six people in this room.
Especially in urban communities. Urban thoroughfare.
She made us want to be bullied.
She could win and then go on a tour.
I don't know.
And we could talk to her.
There's endorsements to be had.
So do you have a favorite now as to who you think at this point of the show?
Jiggly Caliente.
Okay.
They bring Jiggly back, just like they brought Kenya back.
They bring
Jiggly.
That's she's got an apple in her mouth, though, this time.
Is she roasting?
She's my friend. I just had the whole wrestling team at my house. I had Princess Dita and Jiggly at my house.
Wait, wrestling team?
Yeah,
from the wrestling.
Okay.
We all kicked it for the reunion.
Dita,
yay. The Dita Ritz.
Now you, and I just saw the new Now Next Awards. You were the trophy girl. How was that for you?
It was fun. They were giving a costume change galore, so I'm like, I am Tran Hathaway. Because I did hair changes. I did 8 hair changes and 11 costume changes, and it was so much fun. What? And I didn't throw up on anything or rip anything. So
did you throw up in an umbrella?
I did. Here's the throw up thing. I threw up in the umbrella. And I cleaned up the stuff that missed the umbrella because I'm like, I don't want no non-union people touching my union vomit.
That's right.
So I cleaned that all up myself. And then when I was walking off, I threw the umbrella off stage so I can give my final pose. And Latrice was like, oh, because it made a big noise. I'm like, I'm not mad. I don't care. But that was the only time I ate during lunch, because what you do is you go and you get judged. And then in the middle of it, they're like, Chad Michaels, let's lunch. Basically, that's what it is. You break in the middle of whatever, and then you're supposed to go eat, but my belly was always out, so I never ate, so I would just make a plate to go. And on that last day, I'm like, I know I'm going home, so how about I eat a lot?
That's what we wanted to know. You actually knew you were going. It was prepped.
I don't know. I kept telling him I was breaking rules. Like, I broke rules on... I don't know how much I should say, but every time I broke a rule, I told them. And some of the rules that I broke, people were happy I broke them because it helped the girls get things they wanted.
Wow. Okay, so these rules are, like, are they big? Like, something, like, worth, like... Or is it just, like, stealing, like...
Like, any rules you can share? You know what
I
mean?
I tried to steal those Iron Fist shoes and some big old feather fans because they put us in the room with the props from the magazine episode for the lie detector one. Mm-hmm. And so Dita's like, that's cute. And so is everyone. And so we were stealing shit, putting it in my bag. And then production comes in, they're like, we don't want to say any names, but whoever... I'm like, oh, that was me. You could check the Dior. They're all in the Dior bag right there. The Dior, right there. And Chad was like, Willem. I'm like, well, other girls wanted them too. I know when Chad was pissed, it was bad. I was real, real drunk on the boat episode. And one of the girls was like, the PAs, I crashed my boat a little bit. And she was like, I know I should be mad at Willem, but I kind of just want to party with him more. So no one can really get mad at me because everybody liked me. But I did crash my boat. And
But you won.
Yeah, I
you
did.
You won that.
I knew I was going to win. I shoplifted from the Interior Illusions on that episode too. That pillow. And then they were trashing the boats. I'm like, y'all are going to want to tear open that seat because you have $300 worth of trade out in that tacky ass pillow. And so they did. So that was a rule I broke too. I guess that is a rule I broke. Yeah.
Okay.
They didn't so you know can't about steal that. Stuff. Basically.
Yeah, but I tried to steal some Iron Fist shoes, and during the lie detector, she's like, Willem, do you enjoy my Iron Fist shoes? I'm like, girl, I just tried to mop a bear. She's like, answer yes or no. I love it when you go off script, she immediately becomes like this different bitch, like, I am on the clock. Don't waste my time.
Really?
When I tried to lip sync for the princess, she didn't even look at me, and she said, you're going off script, darling. And I'm like, bye. You gotta tell me twice.
That was hilarious, by the way.
Yeah. It was good.
So, you're a hootie queen.
What?
That's what we call queens that have fast hands back home in Hawaii. We call them hootie queens.
I call it a booster.
A booster.
A booster queen. My friend Vicky boosts everything. We go to Chick-fil-A and we she gets in that window. She's a big bitch. She grabs the sauce. And then they
have
to say,
Vicky Voxer?
Vicky Vox, oh. Yeah. She's my girl.
Tell them your story about Chick-fil-A.
Yes, because I'm sure we're going to get a lot of messages on that.
Well, I don't eat at Chick-fil-A. This is a cup, and obviously they don't serve orange shit at Chick-fil-A. This is liquor. But it was the only cup around, and my boyfriend's like, so you're leaving? I'm like, yeah, I'm going. I'm like, let me take my lemonade, because he don't want me drinking and driving, because I don't have a license anyway. But yeah.
So you didn't make the baby Jesus cry today?
No, I didn't, but okay. I got one for Vicky, because that's the only way to get her up. She was sleeping because she was up all night, you know, volunteering and things. And so I put that sandwich in her room, and her room gets real hot. And by her room, I mean one of my guest rooms that the bitch has been inhabiting like a winter bear. I'm like, come out and see your shadow, bitch. So I put it on the nightstand so she could smell it, but she couldn't reach it. And she literally did one that I'm like, nope. Got to get out of bed. So then I shut the door, and I heard her rumbling around. And as soon as she started rumbling, I grabbed the sheets off the bed and put them in the washer.
Wow.
I'm like, checkout time was noon. But I love her, and my boyfriend loves her. It's great to have a house full of drag queens.
Do you guys?
So how many drag queens are living?
I was gonna say,
house?
Yeah, I'm
the only one that lives there. But I had this week. It was Princess, Dita, Jiggly. We had a party on Sunday, and Raja in Manila, and Jujubee was there, and Sharon in Alaska, Detox. Yeah, I have a lot of drag in the house.
No Fifi? Nice.
I invited her. She actually can show you the text. She's like, girl, I want to make it out of LA alive. And I'm like, okay, cool. She's like, let's have a meeting and clear the air and bad blood. And I'm like, I don't have any bad blood, girl. My blood is cute. A positive. So I don't know what's up with her, but next time I see her is at the reunion, and it'll be cute.
Ooh, okay.
So you guys have already... No, you haven't shot the reunion yet.
No, we haven't.
Are you looking forward to it?
No.
Oh, no. Why not?
All right.
I'm one of those girls that... it's done. You can't do anything to change about
it. Right.
So why hark on it, you know? Let's just promote our singles. Some better than others.
Do you have any singles coming up?
I do. Thank you.
Good segue, Jackie.
I pick up on segues.
Well, Chowdown and Chick-fil-A just passed the million mark. And
yes. Nice.
Wilson Phillips officially endorsed it. Thank you.
Awesome.
And then I have the remixes of my song Trouble written by Tom Trujillo. I don't say his name right. I'm not good at Spanish. Tom Trujillo? Tom Trujillo?
Trujillo.
That's it. Now I want Rivals Monteros. And then Ben Bove. And they wrote a lot of Ruse songs. And the remixes are really cute. We have one called the WDWD Doot Doot Mix, which is the What Did Willem Do Doot Doot Mix. which I really like. And I think we're shooting the video with that with Shishi. And then I have another song that was kind of inspired by my new Now Next instead of... I love you like a love song and I keep making you pee pee. It's I love you like a big song and I keep making you skeet 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 skeet. So that really inspired me and I'm like, Eden Wood ain't gonna beat this. She can't lip sync these. These words are too bad. So I'm gonna write my own. So that's
apparently
what I did.
She beat you on the award show.
Whatever. I want a drug test on a little bitch.
Oh, you did say
it's only because she had to go to bed early.
He did say pro choice.
She was wearing flats.
And what do you think about that? Because we've seen a lot of queens take their shoes off.
And their wigs off. And their wigs.
And their wigs.
What is the deal?
Here's the thing. I think it's... even... okay, Latrice, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman was beautiful. Mm-hmm. But why did she not hide her shoes if she was going to take them off behind you? You didn't move.
Yeah.
You could have... I lost half a toenail in those Versace shoes. And it was weird. Second episode, Michelle was like, everyone turn, look at Willem. That's what we want. He's poised. He hasn't moved. Even when she was staying, I was still like perfectly poised in those 8-inch heels. And then 6 episodes later, you're a robot. I'm like, I don't care. Would you rather see someone sloppy or someone robotic? Ding. Robotic. But yeah, it was. I never took my shoes off. I never took my wig off. Even with that one wig I lip synced in, that had alopecia. That was a thin ass lace front. The girls were like, what are you doing with that yarmulke? Is that a yarmulke?
We're not going to lie. That's probably our only complaint about you. We wanted to give you hair.
We wanted you to have more.
That's okay, but his hair looks like my hair. Sometimes.
The only thing is, I don't like synthetic hair. It's too damn hot, so I only wear real hair.
Real human hair.
And I know what I'm working with. I'm a dude. I mean, there was no softness here, so I'm just going to paint myself as pretty as I can and then go, boop, boop, let's move on. Mm-hmm. So that's what I do. I don't try to pageant it up at all.
So what kind of, well, because we've heard this whole term about pageant queen and you know, where do you fall in any particular?
I'm a cross dresser.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just someone who does drag on TV.
Okay, so and you don't do like
shows
Mickey's?
Or anything.
I do when I have singles to promote. I'm at Rage on the 17th. Okay. Everyone come see Chad Michaels.
That's something.
Yeah, you know.
At Rage on the 17th.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
Do you have any big like TV shows, any gigs that are coming up? That you want to let us know about?
I'm doing, there's a movie called Neighborhood Watch that comes out in July. I'm in it with Ben Stiller and Billy Crudup. I have a good couple scenes with them. I am doing a movie called Kicking Zombie Ass for Jesus, which is like a companion piece to Ticked Off Trannies with Knives. Which Glad loved.
It's awesome. And then
I'm doing a story about, it's like the 90s porn brat pack with Joey Stefano and Shishi LaRue and Karen Dior and Sharon Kane. Missy Pyle is toplining that with Ryan O'Connor and myself as Karen Dior. Cool. And that should be fun. We're still looking forward to Joey Stefano. We're going through all the asses in Hollywood.
Right on. Yeah. Now, are you writing any of this material or are you just,
Yeah, I write a lot.
Okay.
And sometimes I remember where I put it too. I have so many like things in my phone, like voice memo, something. Yeah, I don't know. It's honestly like hit or miss. I'm like, oh shit, I write so much shit. See, I have stuff
on
my hand.
Do you write your songs?
I do. I wrote the vagina song because I went to Rage and the security guy stopped Calpurnia Adams, who's one of my best friends, and he's like, you're 86, you were fighting, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, no, I'm not, really sweet. And then the manager comes up and he's like, dude, you're wrong, she's fine. And she puts her hand on his arm and says, how dare you? And she just read him with 3 words and just stared him down. I'm like, oh, you could talk to people like that when you got a real sniz, huh? So I'm like, I want a vagina. And then that song came out. I'm like, I want a real vagina there. And then it just wrote itself. And that was a voice note. And I found it the week later. I'm like, oh, I forgot about that. Let me record that right quick and make a hit. So I did.
Do you really want a vagina?
At certain times it could be convenient. Like, I'm always like, where are those quarters?
That's where we keep them. That's exactly where we keep them.
Yeah. But other times I'm like, and at first I put the video out and all these people are like, I want to give you money for your veg. And I'm like, oh my God, I should have washed out like a Hellman's jar and like put it right there and be like, vagina, donate. But I didn't. But it's on YouTube, iTunes now, so you could purchase it.
I already got it.
Lovely. Yeah, it makes me laugh.
I listened to Chow Down on the way over here.
Thank you.
And I had it on loop because I was running late for the other show. It's one of my favorite songs. Download it. It's really cute.
Love it.
It's cute.
I know we're on a time constraint with you.
It's okay.
You have
I can stay a little more. I mean, I'm supposed to go to dinner with Nadia G, but she beat me at the Nuno Next Awards, so I'm real cool. When you start talking about the episode, I'll leave because I don't really watch it now that I'm not on it. Sorry about
Do you watch any of the ones that you haven't been on?
Yeah. Well, I'm supposed to do those logo chatback things, and sometimes I sign in, and then I'm like, Vicky, be me for a little bit. I gotta go glue on my bottom lashes. Mama's getting ready. So she'll be like, someone just said something about Fifi. What do you want me to say? I'm like, you handle this, girl. You my ride or die crew. And Detox will just come upstairs and go, I've had it. And then she'll like start a Tumblr and put up 24 pictures of Fifi in blonde hair. And I'm like, girl. She's like, oh, look at Fifi in his blonde ass, good ass, blonde ass hair. I like this. It's honestly fodder at this point because, I mean, she's made her bed. She can lie in it. I don't know how she's going to continue in her chosen field because a lot of people don't seem to love her. And that's unfortunate. I would hate to feel that. I mean, I was hated the first episode. Mm-hmm. And then it seemed like people got to like me and then kind of like, boom, blaze of glory. And a lot of people start with, oh my God, you're such a bitch, but I like you after now. And I'm like, yeah, that is weird. A lot of people hated me until that happened. Now you want to know what happened. And now you want to be my friend.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to know what happened.
Yeah, I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Yeah. You look like you got good upper body.
It works out.
I'm from Philly, and boys like you make me miss that.
Thank you. I'm blushing now.
Oh, I like the BBC. Oh. I'll give you Downtown Abbey.
Mm-hmm. Right here. Kai Shibuya.
Kai Shibuya.
I don't dress up in drag.
Oh, Mary.
What's wrong? We're Mary. Gay people. Not we're not hit on each other.
I'm actually straight.
No,
Kenny. Just no.
I like straight guys too.
Okay.
No, I am a homosexual.
That was one of our comments. There was, I think, some confusions from viewers as to...
They said we weren't gay enough.
Yeah. The show up is not here. Gay enough.
And they want me and Kenny to be more fabulous and more gay.
I'm sorry. Yes. I have boxers on and a Tammy Wynette shirt. I'm gay.
Right?
I wore this when I got married. It's my Stand By Your Man shirt.
Oh.
Yeah. Then I went to jail awesome. For him.
Did you really go to jail?
Yeah, I caught a case for him, but I got a Rolex.
I really like your watch.
I was just going to say that about the watch.
You catch a case for him, you get pretty things.
Oh, that's
as soon as you get out.
It's got a flower and jewels.
Yeah.
Well, that was my thing. It seemed like you were pretty genuine about the the materials and the things that you have to work with. So I myself didn't think that losing the $100,000 was going to be as big as your career is going to be now.
Oh, no, I'm real cool, yeah. But I would have been nice and stuff, but... It's fine. I was one of the generous girls. Chad was too, who whenever anybody needed anything, mm-hmm. here girl take this. When Fifi was reading me in that angel outfit, you know where she got those feathers? Me.
Really?
And when she put them around her waist instead of where they should have gone at the bottom of the hem or the top, I was like, oh, Jesus loves me. Like, those do not go there. Those are not slimming. And then I let her borrow some stuff when she won on that cruise thing. She looks so beautiful, too, that on the travel magazine.
Oh.
And that dress she made. I let her borrow a jacket for it.
A lot
except
of us...
that square-ass sideburn. I'm like, you're going to do an updo with that square-ass...
Well, the travel magazine, sideburn? We felt like she
was taking a poop.
That was when she was on the cover.
Yeah. She was
squatting. But the runway
here's
was...
the thing. That girl, we picked out all of our fonts, all of our graphic design. The night before we get in the morning, they're like, oh, the technician is not Mac friendly. And we're like, what? We're like, tell her to move over. Let us do it. And she wouldn't. So we're like, oh, this DeVry bitch has a fucking number. And 5 out of 8 of us. And Fifi's a graphic designer. She does all of her ads for her optician stuff. And hers turned out the best. But Santino's like, I hate your font. I'm like, me too, bitch. It was one of those things where I'm like, I'm glad I'm not there. Because at this point, I have no interest in giving other people makeovers. I have no interest in dogs. I have one at home and I'm real cool. I have no interest in being an extra in a music video.
There you go.
So,
there seem like a lot of...
But although the music video this year is so... Can I say fucking?
Yeah.
So fucking cool. It's like a Japanime like video game, and they're all like glamazons, and they're stepping on all the former contestants and the judges. I was so impressed by the video. After the black and white Shamaster from last year, I was like, this is a friggin' video. And I watched the whole thing with Morgan and Dita, and we were like, yes. We pointed at the iPad a lot and shook our fingers. Like, yes, Mother Roo. Yes, Chad Michaels. Yes, Sharon Needles. Yes, Fifi. Even shoot.
Mm. Yeah. Well, there you go.
Alrighty,
it's a good video. Check out Glamazon by RuPaul.
Can't wait.
You're welcome.
I'm excited. Thank
you. Anything else?
Got our little exclusive.
I know, right? Do you have anything, any final thoughts before we cut to a commercial? Anything you
want to
say?
I want everybody to know I'm on motherfucking Twitter.
All right.
Yeah, Willem Belli. Follow me on Twitter. I'm usually good for some good shit.
Well, you should let us know how to pronounce that, too.
Oh, yeah. I only tell people my first name because if I tell them both, they'll fuck up something.
Yeah, so. You gotta spell it.
Yeah, you gotta spell it.
Is that your maiden name or is that your married name?
It's. I was actually thinking about changing my name because I like my boyfriend's better.
What's his name?
His name's Bruce.
Okay.
Well, his first name is. His last name is. I can't say. Is that weird?
No.
No.
You're married, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well.
But he won't file tax returns with me because he said I'd bring his shit down. I'm like, I'm sorry. Let me just put this dick back in my mouth. Can I still do that? I love my man.
Oh,
Go Prop 8. No, don't go Prop 8. Which is
it? I don't think anybody knows. That's why it's all messed up.
Yeah. Yeah. Hate on eight.
Mormon.
Yeah. As he sips from his Chick-fil-A cup.
I love
Can
it.
Can you imagine? I love it. Serve it.
Willem Belli is on Twitter.
It's at Willem Belli.
Yes.
At Willem Belli.
And that's all. Do we have any other?
Well, my thing is, do you really want to pursue a further career in music? I think you're pretty good.
I would love to. Here's the thing. I never wanted to be an actor. I wanted to be famous, okay? And acting was just the easiest way. And people are like, oh, acting is so hard. It's hard to get auditions. I'm like, I booked everything. I'm cool. So I would love to do more music. My band, Transcontinental, is playing stuff. The House of Blues still. I'm hoping to do some productions of Hedwig around the country.
Because
I would love
awesome.
To do that with my band.
Yeah. And, that would be awesome.
That would be awesome. Yeah. And I can totally see
Because let me
you
tell you,
that.
I've seen some shitty productions of Hedwig around.
Oh, me too, yeah. I was in some shitty productions. I was fired from one, actually. And then my understudy went on there like, we need you back. I'm like, all right, yeah. Hmm. So I just want to continue with music a little bit. Oh, everyone should ask me a question. I like this.
How long do you want to continue doing what? Because you know how to mean that transition. Is some people, you know, I've known a lot of queens that they transition and instead of being drag queen, you know, they become trannies. And unfortunately, some of the young generation think that that is part of the norm. You know, I mean, it is what it is. But I mean, I think you probably would transition fairly well, not to a tranny. But
have you met my jaw?
No, not into a tranny. I'm saying transition to a mainstream non-drag career.
Here's the thing. I think every 10 years there's one drag queen who can break through to the mainstream. It was Charles Pierce and then Skip Wilson and then, I don't know, Boy George and then RuPaul. And I'm hoping to be the next one, honestly. Because I think I have some mainstream appeal. I hit the gay lottery in life. Like, I have a side business called Box Meet that books strippers, guys and girls, all over LA in like 15 clubs. I'm trying to have kids with my boyfriend. I got a cute pool.
Is that the pool?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we actually wondered that.
We were wondering that.
That's my house. I bought my house from Larry Rudolph, who's Britney's manager. So we get her mail sometimes too.
Weird.
Yeah. Do you open it?
Amazing.
No. What we do is we leave it out in the rain, and then the rain opens it for us. That would be a federal crime.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. And I wouldn't be infringing on Britney's privacy. But sometimes the good shit's from prison. I love the prison letter.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So it's like I have such a great life. I'm trying to have kids again. We've tried 3 times in vitro and AI, and it hasn't worked. So,
hey, Willem, with all the stuff you got going on, would reality television, as far as a program around your life, would that be something you would do? Or does Logo even talk to you about something like that?
Yeah, they do. They talk to me a lot.
Yay!
And?
I mean, you saw me on the red carpet for New Now Next. And
yes.
I think I did a fairly good job on my Twitter explaining everything. So I think that they're looking forward to a continuing relationship with me. And I think that because I signed a contract. And they own me, which is fine. I'm Noriega's chosen child for Logo. I love it.
So do you go back and do the drag? What is it, drag you? And are you preparing to do stuff like that?
I don't know.
Oh.
Perhaps.
You should get
on
a freaking show.
Of course. Oh, it would be lovely to be on Drag You, and it would be an honor. And it would also be an honor to be on All Stars.
Oh. Ooh.
So vote. Is voting over?
I don't even know about
well, we picked you for All Stars.
Yeah.
Did you?
Nah.
Yeah, I think the polarizing people will do the best. People like Shangela, myself. She's polarizing. You had an instant reaction. She'll make for good TV. And I'll make for good TV, too, even if you watch it on mute, because my shit will be cute.
Right.
Believe. Right. I'm already prepping, waiting for that phone call. I live down the street from Balenciaga. Don't fuck with me. My credit is fucked. Yeah. sorry.
I can't even concentrate.
That's your,
I can't
that's your next video, running down the street with a dress in your hand. Sirens going. In heels. And half your hair and your ear burnt.
Right, on a segue. Get me out of here!
I actually have another question, but this is because we discussed it before it started airing, and I think people want to know. You have a banging body, so people want to know how you got it.
Yes.
I used to be over 200 pounds. I was a big, big kid, and I played football.
That's really hard to believe.
I was a center. When I was 13, I was 5'3 and 207. That's what it said on the back of my little trading card. So I stopped eating white things, anything refined, anything from a box, a can, or a bag. And then every time I would open the fridge, I started doing sit-ups or push-ups. And then I discovered Richard Simmons, and he really, like, changed my life and my theory about food. And it wasn't about, like, being the lowest weight possible. It was looking the best that you could, being the healthiest that you could. Sorry, this is boring. but he gave me cum gutters, and my boyfriend loves him for it. Like, he got me shredded within, like, 3 months.
Wow.
And he has a whole perspective about food. I mean, there's some people that in class, they're just like, do you have cookies in the car? Because you haven't lost any weight in, like, 3 years. But some people really progress with him, and he's such a great mentor. Oh. Sorry, that was boring.
No, okay.
I love Richard Simmons. I think that's people
who always ask us that question. So, yeah, and I'm like, I don't know.
That's how I got the body.
That's what we got to do. Go find Richard Simmons.
And the thing is, even before, I'm like, tan fat's better than pale fat. So I would tan up. My grandma died of melanoma, but she's from Florida. It's fine. I got all her Golden Girl purses.
Wow.
I love a Rattan handbag, a good Rattan day bag, or a Rattan evening bag even.
What do you think about spray tanning?
I don't mind it as long as I'm not good at makeup. We know this. I'm good at eye makeup and that's it.
Okay, so I'm going to ask the question.
Well, so I don't like to match the spray tan.
Everyone was talking about the 5 o'clock shadow. I didn't see it.
Yeah,
it didn't really show up on camera.
I didn't see it until they pointed it out.
Yeah, even when they pointed it out, I didn't.
It wasn't a 5 o'clock shadow. It was just an over highlight right here because I would do blush and I have really strong cheekbones. Like I have a shadow from behind my cheekbone. And you could flick them. They ain't silicone. Kenya sure did. She went like that. She's like, oh, no. Because Jiggly sent her to do that. I'm telling you.
I can totally see that.
But that's because it happened. But yeah, I have really big cheekbones. And like sometimes, like I looked beautiful, and then I would look like a hillbilly. And then Latrice would look like Aretha. Then she looked like a pumpkin head. Like, her makeup was the same as mine, and they commented on a lot of our makeup. I was the only one that got the beard comment, just because, like, right here, it was no makeup except for my foundation. And I don't like doing makeup. Well, I like other people doing it for me.
You have the most prominent vocal mask, too. That's very defined.
Yeah, I'm like a muzzle right here. Thank you. Thank you for noticing that. It's good for some things. Do you want to see something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, girl.
Ronnie, are you getting this?
I think that's going to be all over YouTube by tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Winner.
And that's why I did a basketball player.
I don't know what to do.
I love that we just discussed.
I know.
Basketball players not being gay.
That is just as good as winning RuPaul's Drag Race.
Well, they found America's Next Drag Superstar. She just didn't win this year.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's what I'm going with. I'm sorry.
Do you know who won?
I'm calling myself the winner.
Okay. I
shall be so bold. I did a lot of... I mean, it's really cool when Forbes.com will write up my Chick-fil-A song and not even mention that I did RuPaul's Drag Race.
Wow, that is
It's
good.
Like, honestly, it was the best, like, jumping platform to be an overnight success type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm really, really happy that the Chick-fil-A song did as well as it did and had a message about it, too. Like, these people are idiots. Like, let's fuck with them.
Yeah, and that's totally. What we did. And I was actually, I think Cameron even pointed it out that we were actually surprised that Chick-fil-A themselves didn't pull. Do they have any say?
It makes them money.
To sue.
Right, because the part where you're in the drive-thru and you're reaching into the window, that was the drive-thru probably in West Hollywood or in Hollywood.
Yeah. Here's the thing. The only thing that they could maybe have a qualm with is showing their full logo. And if they did, we can blur out half the A in YouTube so we wouldn't even have to take it down. They have no recourse at all. And Wilson Phillips endorsed the song. The track is original. It's not like some karaoke track. My Transcontinental Help Me and Markaholic, my DJ. And so they have nothing they can do about it.
Well, let's be honest. I'm sure they made millions.
Yeah.
I went through the drive-thru today and they instantly knew who I was. They're like, do you need extra sauce again?
What were their okay? So obviously that you were shooting at Chick-fil-A. What were the employees' reactions while you guys were?
Because you guys were lip syncing over the track, so they probably wonder what you guys were doing.
Yeah, they did, but at the same time, we're three big ass drag queens. They don't want to fuck with us.
Whatever.
It was real early in the morning. We were courteous. We ordered food from them. We stole a lot of food from them too, and that's where we got all the bags. They didn't want to give us stuff. I'm like, I want everything in a separate bag. I need sauces in one bag. I need one waffle fry in another bag. I need one sandwich in another bag.
I love it.
I need that drink in a bag, too. Yeah, so we got all that shit, that swag for free. We were going to make a dress, but then we got a little drunk. So,
but it was still fun. It was still fun. Well, again, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to cut to a commercial, and then we're going to discuss the episode.
Oh, have fun. Return. I still lost, right?
Unfortunately.
You won. Not to us.
I think you're disqualification is a much more elegant term than loser.
Yeah, because you didn't.
Agree.
Yeah, you didn't more lose anybody.
Because I thought you were a top contender, so I think everyone knew that.
I think you still are.
I'm versatile. Who am I kidding? Never mind. Y'all can find my Adam for Adam. It's awful. Someone put it on Tumblr, and the quote is so embarrassing. It says, "If I could smoke weed out of a dick, I would be much more productive." I was like,
wow.
That was my younger
After Buzz TV.
And we're at commercial.
Hi. I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds. Like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series with over 60 different aftershows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
It's television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
AfterBuzz TV.
Hi, I was once like you. A lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And, like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds. Like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast.
Hey guys, we're back. We just wrapped up talking with Willem, he wasn't eliminated, he was disqualified from RuPaul's Drag Race. And he was gracious enough to stop in and speak with us. So I want to thank him again for coming by. Yes. Thank you, Jackie, for getting him to us.
Burn me some calories so for we the have last 20 minutes.
Yeah, I know, right? He's fucking hilarious.
He's hilarious.
We have about 10 minutes. We want to do a quick recap, and then we're going to close the show. What do you guys think of this episode?
I don't think... Oh, my mic is working. I thought I loved Untucked.
Yeah, well, Untucked was...
I thought that was hilarious.
Untucked was clearly better than the actual episode itself. Right. Untucked had more meat to it. Right. I guess.
It had dogs arguing.
I know.
And it found it hysterical.
Oh, but it was funny because it was the dogs arguing, but we're seeing
I'm from
everything.
Chicago, bitch.
Yeah.
That yes. was all of the quotes from
And that was from yes. last season, by the way. That was
yeah.
hilarious.
They were quoting all the queens. That was yeah. great. And then I think that the episode itself was just kind of like,
I think the ideal was good, but I feel like who we have left is so, yeah. they're not yeah. serving us anything. Like, no. I love the dogs. I was all excited, like, oh, these are some cool, interesting, weird looking dogs. And it could have been great, but they just didn't give us
well,
that
Well, I think
much.
The runway was great, and I really enjoyed the dog performance.
I did
I thought that. That was really well put together.
I think I think a lot of it was, I think they're keeping Fifi for controversy's sake, because they're running out of, I mean, the... But everybody but Fifi is pretty much, you can tell, willing to be polite and willing to, like...
But I think when you get down to the last three, I think without Fifi, I think it still would be interesting.
Yeah.
You know, right. because now you have these three people, if we're talking Latrice, Sharon, and Chad, there's a camaraderie and, you know...
But we know still... Latrice left, so...
Right. Well, yeah. I'm just saying, if right. it were those three, and this is why, you know, we're having this discussion, I mean, I think it still would make for good TV, at right. least... down towards the end. Do we agree and, with... Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I mean, sadly, I think Fifi's actually doing well right now because her competition isn't stepping it up. I was very disappointed in what Chad pulled off and also very disappointed in what Latrice pulled off for right. the week. So I think Latrice deserved to go home. But that doesn't mean I like Ditto. Fifi. I'm yeah. mad
right.
that she's doing well, but her well is just because they all suck.
Yeah. yeah. And I
well,
felt...
I think Sharon Needles is really stepping
well,
up.
Right. Well, she did all right, but, like, yeah. she's still... Like, they should be squashing.
I thought Sharon did great for this episode because her dog park character was completely separate from everything mm-hmm. else she's done.
It so forced her to be blonde and to be brighter.
Yeah, so she did kind of like an boots. Old Hollywood glam kind of thing yes. with her dog, which was perfect with the kind of dog she was given. Mm-hmm. So right. I think that she
did a wonderful job.
She did a wonderful job, and that's why she won.
But those other two should be ashamed for letting Fifi beat them.
Yeah. And since someone brought up the Untucked, what do you guys think about the whole Sharon versus Fifi? My first thought is, like, Fifi just needs to grow up. Like, mm-hmm. just bottom line. I mean, I don't fault Sharon for saying what she said on the runway. And I'm glad that they did have an Untucked for this because you saw more than what you actually saw in the episode. And
right.
Fifi is... And what I wish they would have done, just for the viewer's sake, is when, you know, Fifi's claiming that, oh, I help people a lot. Sharon actually tried to get her help with the
yeah.
sewing machine.
Yeah, I wanted them to come back.
Yeah,
she
walked away. So, I mean, you know.
I have a feeling Fifi, if the tables were turned, Fifi would have done the same thing to Sharon. She would have been like, you know, she placed herself in the middle of the performance. And
we've seen it multiple
yeah,
times
yeah.
behind the scenes.
So
a little
Fifi has no reason to get mad. It's the end of the competition. It's cutthroat. So just... deal with it.
Fifi's behavior is very conditioned. I mean, we all know that she's made it very clear that she was picked on and bullied. Blah, 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 blah.
I think they're all
But
bullied.
I'm sure there were certain reasons for myself. I would probably pick on her too. But it's conditioned behavior amongst her. She's very defensive. She's very insecure. And that's evident. This is the type of behavior you see in many youngsters nowadays.
And she was
it doesn't
so...
surprise me.
It was so irritating, too, because she was harping on Sharon saying, like, you don't talk about my family morals, blah, blah. Sharon also specifically said sisterhood. Mm-hmm. She was referring
yes,
to
right.
them, not, like, your general family morals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when Chad even stepped in, I don't know if it was in Untucked or if it was in the actual episode, but was kind of like, I'm just trying to, you know, say, like, we all had to answer the question. Like, take my advice. I know I'm 40, like, but now, you know, whatever. And the fact that she continued to just press, like, ah, 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 I'm still going to do it. Let me get through it. And the idiocy was just disgusting
yeah.
and
much.
Embarrassing. It's like,
much.
Could you not look at yourself and be like, oh, my God,
well,
why didn't I shut up?
The self-righteousness of youth, right?
Yeah,
her harping on the boat cruise thing. Yeah, I got it. Sharon made cracks about it repeatedly.
I
but
thought it was funny.
We talk about this, like me and Kenny, we play volleyball. Yeah, we want to win a championship.
Yes.
But I'm okay with All-Star. It's all good.
You know? yeah. Especially when there's... trips and stuff involved
yeah,
like you
almost
uh-huh.
especially if there's a chance you're not going to win the competition, it'd be nice to have some of those trips
something to
your
take
bag.
With
yeah.
you instead of the body jewelry that I think she won
and I
or
think that she probably would never use
yeah,
yeah.
But I think I still stand by this thought that Fifi because she still hasn't let go of her issues.
Yeah.
Whereas Sharon uses like humor to work out her issues. And I believe her when she was like, when Fifi goes at her for basically saying, I want to win a cruise, we know it's a joke. We all know it's a joke. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's how Sharon works through her issues, by making light of them, by making jokes. And it's like Fifi works at, is still dealing with those issues and not in a constructive way.
Yeah. Right.
Well, what did you guys think of Latrice picking
Sharon
to, as the person she would kick off? Because at first I thought she was doing something smart by trying to make it look like they're not ganging up on Fifi. Because as in Top Model history, if you gang up on the person, that person just looks like the diva that's amazing that everybody's jealous of. But then she just didn't.
Well, it's
I felt that Sharon didn't react in a negative way. Yeah.
I felt that was strategic on Latrice's part, because I feel like Latrice is the kind of person who wants to keep the peace and wants to keep the balance. And I feel that once she knew the other two had picked Fifi, she was going to pick somebody else and not Chad.
But I think her reasonings, she said Sharon wasn't always prepared and blah, blah, blah. And one of the judges pointed out that
It was poor reasoning.
And I think, and I love Rose McGowan in this episode, because she was actually a really good judge.
Her bustier was amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I thought she looked amazing.
Yeah.
The pink lipstick,
She looked amazing.
Yeah. Well, and a little insight. So, me and Jackie spent some time with some logo people, right, this past weekend. They made comments. I mean, because I really like Sharon Needles. I would love for her to win. I think she's entertaining. She's funny as shit. Her timing is amazing. But we see the edited portion, and maybe Latrice has a certain dislike for some of Sharon's antics and her shtick.
Like, maybe it's off camera.
Because, the comments that we got about Sharon in public at the New Now Next Awards was that she's very... not so much over the top, but she tries too hard, which I can see. Having been bullied and picked on as a kid, you know, you want to validate yourself, and you know they're all trying to make their mark, I guess, in entertainment. So maybe she just rubs. Maybe Latrice is just closer to Fifi as it is. So whatever.
It was still shocking though, because I always watch Untucked. I watch things in the reverse order, so I watch Untucked and then I watch the actual episode, and so. Without actually seeing the episode to see, get the full concept of why I see why Latrice was in the bottom this particular time, I had picked Latrice as like a front runner. So it was incredibly shocking for me to see her go home this early. And I can see where she went home based on this episode. But then at the same time, I still can, in my head, she's still one of the top contenders.
Well, that's valid, but this is the top four. These four should have been like flawless the last couple of episodes.
And they should have wowed us.
Like, I was just like,
a big fashion show and she had on like,
because they made it seem like they were like,
what was the sequin skirt?
What was the sweaty back?
I don't know. She was giving up there.
That too.
And the wig that like starts here, it's like, okay, is that going to be a ponytail? Fine, but then you didn't smooth is that not necessary?
And I'm sorry. I mean, it was, since we're talking about it. And Fifi, the whole shaping of her crotch area. Oh. I've seen queens that know how to shape their bodies correctly. It's not good.
I wasn't that close.
But
and
I
wasn't
really her Barbie. I like the Barbie look.
My roommate actually came in, and then now that we've had Willem, my roommate actually came in and goes, isn't that something? Did she borrow that from Kenya Michaels? Like, Kenya probably used that skirt. I'm going to go back and watch what I can. But
that's possible.
Maybe. Fifi has no support, and she's been stealing other people's stuff, bothering other borrowing.
Or now I wonder if they, you know, lent, because they were saying that they were, you know, lending, they were lending or sharing.
Because I did like that look.
Yeah.
But I think Sharon's look at the end was my favorite with the boots.
I liked
it was
her.
Very
the
old
boots
Hollywood.
Were awesome, but I liked the club look that she did too. Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Lindsay
like
Lohan.
The Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It went these things went with her dog though, and that was part of the challenge. It's like
she also stayed Sharon.
Yeah.
Yes. You know? Agreed.
Yeah, and that's a hard thing to do.
But
and
Michelle said that, right? You're not going to lose yourself.
Right.
Because it was different for me. I just thought, that was cute.
Right.
But I think I'm biased. So.
And then poor Chad looked like an old lady.
I really actually don't think Chad... I think Chad looks age-appropriate. I don't think he looks older than he is. I just think he looks age-appropriate.
But
I agree
that he looks age-appropriate, but he wasn't glamorously age-appropriate. Like, if he's going to be that, like, because he was going for the Cruella de Vil thing, like, I would have liked to see something
over the top.
Bigger
but you know
dramatic.
But
like,
even that look doesn't go with his dog, because wasn't that 101 them Dalmatians.
Well, yeah, yeah, and his Kim Kardashian look didn't go with the dog either. Although it was cute.
But it didn't even go, and it didn't go with the whole thing. Like, his three looks didn't really go together.
They were cohesive.
Yeah, she wasn't going to walk her dog in that outfit with that necklace and those earrings.
No, I mean, I still think, I agree that they didn't go with the dog, but I still find Chad to be... to be like tasteful.
He's very polished.
He's a professional.
Yeah, he's not.
I liked his lip sync.
So he's not Latrice with the rhinestones. He's just not
the two tone foundation.
Here's my question about the lip sync, because it obviously worked in Latrice's favor 2 weeks in a row with the gospel and the, you know.
Right.
Do you think the fairness of the song? I think it was a Winona Judd song.
Yes. Well, but she was a judge though, so it makes sense.
No, I know, but do you think it's fair that, you know, because. I forget.
Hell
I think,
yeah.
I think Sharon said it, you know, Latrice working the whole Aretha Franklin to this song didn't work. Whereas Chad Michaels, obviously, it's more her speed. Do you think it's fair?
Well,
it's
yeah, the luck of the draw. When Latrice had to sing the...
Natural Woman.
Yeah.
And Kenya Michaels was spinning doing like a top.
I don't think that... And she can't even speak English that well. So it was really not
a But I also think... I think Latrice has, this is why I was also disappointed, is Latrice has the ability in her to be able to switch it up. She just didn't for some reason.
She doesn't move around a lot.
Somebody actually, one of our commenters on YouTube said, pointed out a faster song that Latrice did, and she can do it. She can do it. She's versatile, she can and move. She has the ability, and she just chose not to.
Well, and she probably had props or... clothing and accessories such as shoes that she was comfortable with and what didn't have to be so high end for TV that she could keep on, you know, and there's a confidence level when you feel comfortable in what you're wearing. You know, she's obviously been ripped enough about her shoes and those plastic heels she had on the beginning.
She still had those heels on.
And I think you're right, because they did make a comment in Untucked about wearing the shoes all day and how that was wearing down on them. But it's like, I agree with Willem. Suck it up. Like,
that's what you're here for.
That's what you're here
for. You want $100,000?
And knowing that, you know, how some reality shows are shot, you don't have to be standing in shoes the entire time. When the cameras are off, that's when you take your shoes off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When the cameras are on, put your shoes on.
Right.
As simple as that.
And again, open-toed shoes with stockings.
Oh,
what the fuck?
Okay. So,
so can we really quickly, though? Dita Von Teese never got to do anything.
Amazing.
How funny was that?
Hilarious.
She was so cute, too. She was just like, oh,
it was such a waste of a, like, a judge.
No, I thought it was brilliant.
Brilliant. That,
now, I know, but I wonder sometimes if it was staged. Because the whole peekaroo when she comes on.
Yeah.
And then she comes back on and she tries to get them to be quiet.
They wouldn't be that stupid. Hilarious. They would have responded to it, but they were like, they didn't even
realize
it was good
TV.
It was great. Yeah. I was laughing. That was by far my funniest episode.
And then she goes, she's got to catch a flight.
Yeah.
Sidebar, I did not like Rue's dress.
I actually liked it.
She's looking more and more like Tyra every episode.
I called it, what did I call it? The black
I like the concept.
Like a Medusa. She's kind of like, because of the way her hair was.
Maybe if she had colored roses?
I like the black. I think it was too mini. Like, I feel like it should have just been like an accent around the arm or something. I don't know.
I liked
it. I still liked it. I liked everything.
I felt latex garbage bag.
And we're getting played off.
Thanks, Ronnie.
So I guess we're going right into our predictions for next week.
I predict Chad Michaels will win.
Actually, I don't think we're going to be here next week, by the way, guys, because they're doing a recap of the season.
Oh.
With the unseen footage.
Yes. So let's do a predictions for 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks from now.
So confirm, are we not going to be here next week?
I will confirm later with the viewers. I will confirm.
Right, we can totally do a special topic moment. Extend on that.
What's your Twitter? People may not know.
My Twitter is KaySeeH25.
How do you pronounce that?
It's my initials. Predictions, people. Predictions. Jackie, you first.
I predict Jared Michaels will win.
I predict Sharon Needles will win.
Cameron?
I'm hoping for Sharon Needles.
Courtney. I'm thinking Sharon Needles, too.
I actually think Fifi might win.
That was my prediction last week, but I changed again.
Well, I picked her from when we first said it, the very first episode, and I actually think that she might do a Tara Sanchez.
Pull it off.
like everyone hated her during that season, and she won. So
well, okay, I feel like Sharon needs a cruise. You, so this
needs a cruise.
Needs a cruise.
Well, all I can say is
Chuck
for
and Al, give
for
her
the
a cruise.
Viewers as well as ourselves. I'm going to watch this back because Willem was very telling. If you pay attention to what he said and how he said it,
yeah,
that he did give away some of the stuff that he was in trouble for,
don't
as well
trouble?
As. He's gonna get paid.
Well, just watch; it'll be like
as well as when he did respond about Fifi. So maybe Fifi did win.
There you have it, guys.
Maybe that's why she wanted to get out. LA.
So real quick, give out your Twitters, Courtney.
Stuart Starlet.
123 Jackie _B
at Natalie Bretney.
At Tomakova 777.
I just gave you mine
and at Buzz TV.
And that's it, guys. Thank you again, Willem, for stopping by. Jackie, for bringing us.
He's so fun.
Subscribe on iTunes. Comment.
Yes, comment. Good or bad. Let us know.
All the time.
And we're done.
Love ya.
Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.